Y'all are so nice. I look forward to this time every Sunday morning. All right, let's listen up. Murray, how are you? Good? Good, I am too. All right, listen up. We just finished a major holiday. What was the major holiday? Georgia? Halloween. You can say it in church. It's okay. Halloween. She whispered it to me. What's wrong with her? Must have had a bad day this weekend. Yeah, I understand. Listen. One of the things that people do in our world today is as soon as Halloween's over, they start thinking about... Well, y'all are spiritual. When you go into to the store like Walmart and all... What did you say?
Christmas stuff.
That's right. Mookie, you're doing good, man. You're doing good. You got it down. You know, you want to do the rest of my children's sermon? That's good. Here's the deal. Here's the truth. Listen up, guys. The danger is in our world today that as soon as, Halloween is over, people start focusing and thinking on Christmas. And they forget about one of the things that God tells us is the most important thing to do, and that is to be thankful. And Thanksgiving is all about being thankful. As a matter of fact, a verse I'm using in my sermon says this, let your roots grow down into Him and let your lives be built on Him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught and you will overflow with thanksgiving. And then at the end of Colossians chapter 3 verse 15, Paul says, and always be thankful. And I hate it when people forget to be thankful. Now, let's just practice right now. What are some things that we can be thankful for this morning? Okay?
Mommy, Daddy, get our room for
us. Okay.
Being at church.
Being at church? Yeah, I like that one.
Being nice.
Being nice? What can we be thankful for?
Thanksgiving.
Somebody else?
Your pastor.
Your pastor. Amen to that. What about how did you get here this morning? Are you thankful for your car?
I don't know.
You should be. You'd hate to walk here. I know where you live. Well, how did you get down to the front of the church this morning? So you can be thankful for your feet, your toes, your legs. What about the fact that you can breathe? Are you thankful for your lungs?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about our brain?
Well, we should be thankful for our brain. The point I want you to understand is every day, I got a challenge for you this week. Every day that you wake up this next week, I want you to practice being thankful and just say, Lord, thank you for my feet. Thank you for my coffee. Thank you for my hamburger. Thank you for, everything. Thank you for my mom and dad. Thank you for that buck you're going to get this week.
Yep.
Maybe not. Okay. But anyway, be thankful. So let's pray and ask God to help us to be thankful. Lord, help us to understand that being thankful is such a powerful thing. And unfortunately, we tend to remember what to gripe about rather than be grateful. And we want to be grateful during this month. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, where's my candy?